let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts has been called a thought-provoking read about the meeting of two very different cultures and how they can best live in peace. A loving primitive society discovers their unbelievable past. Set in the year 1528 AD, an island nation is invaded, overcomes the odds, and finds they are not alone in the world. But they were never alone. Paul Allen Roberts has always had a fascination with travel. After visiting a small village somewhere in the world, he became aware of the sense of community engendered among limited populations. He likes to research historical data after each travel experience, and when he decided to compose his first novel, he went all in. Now the adventure and the sharing begin with From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm grateful to be here.
It is such a great book that you put together. In fact, one review said this is definitely a book that should be added to your bookshelf, to your book collection. Where did this whole idea, this concept come from that we'll talk about during the program? Where did this idea all come from?
Well, I've been an avid reader since grade school. In my teen years, I realized that reading was a form of entertainment, a kind of an enriching escape that captures the imagination. I've written technical manuals as well as fiction. I wrote some technical manuals at certain work experiences throughout my life, and occasionally a very brief fiction here and there. So that's where my inspiration came from.
Well, this is interesting. This is your first full-length novel. Talk about how you went about the preparation for that, writing the text of this novel, getting the concept, writing it. Talk about what all went into this book, From the Blue.
Well, the concept is from the fact that color plays a key element in storytelling and something I wanted to explore and research further. Once I started writing, I knew it was the human characters would react with colors directly or indirectly. I knew that I wanted an active visual characterization before writing the story. I left certain things about the colors themselves intentionally vague at first, for sort of a spooky intrigue, if you will.
Well, it is, and the readers really enjoy that aspect of it. Where did you get the idea for this whole concept? Because it really is a unique presentation, the way you went about this.
Yeah. Once I got the storyline finished, I knew that I wanted to research the color aspect. A characterization of sorts.
Yes.
For in normal, in everyday novels, but I wanted to use the colors as a characterization and expand upon that, because the readers I'm interested in have an intuition about what they're reading, if you will.
Yes.
And that intuition is what I was counting on, if you will.
Well, yes, and you really tap into that intuition. The book we're talking about is From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Paul's book. Tell us a little bit. I mentioned the fact that when you do research, when you do travel, you do research, you're really into research, the accuracy, the authenticity. What did you find as you were doing the research for From the Blue?
Well, historical accuracy is what I was aiming for. I sketched a storyline for the year 1528, and then I had, because of that era, I had to research historical naval architecture, how maps of the era are drawn, who did the drawings and the countries where the maps originated was important. Also, naval technologies in hull design and weapons of the era. The history of who ruled what and the international borders of those countries, what they were during the time period. Also, the rhythm of the languages in those locales with regional dialects, and then the development of the islanders' own language and its rhythm.
And I can imagine the research would be fascinating, going into this whole other era and basically capturing all of what they went through, their day-to-day life. The dialogue is very important in the novel, From the Blue. Talk about how you maybe had to research the terminology, because you had to work the terminology in with the dialogue of the characters.
Yeah, many times, for instance, what would they have called a telescope? The word telescope is a newer term, and I found that when in context of the dialogue, they would have used the term glass or my glass. And it's, a telescope or glass is vital to a voyage of that era.
You know, it's interesting because we use so much terminology now that's relatively new. When you're going back and doing a historic piece like this, you really can't use something that there would be history students out there would go, wait a minute, that was not even a word that was used back during that era. So an excellent job in the research and the terminology. The book From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts, our guest on the program. This really sounds like quite a commitment on your part to do all of the research, incorporate the research into the plot idea, into the dialogue. What was a typical writing session like for you as you put everything together and compiled From the Blue?
Once I started writing, I wrote at least a paragraph every single day and often several pages in a session. The first thing I decided to do was write the novel without contemporary language. The use of the language relevant to the era is important when writing a historical novel. I got as close as I could while being well aware that the audience I was writing for lives in the present.
Were there any things that surprised you? Anything that surprised you that you learned from writing your book From the Blue?
Yeah, publishing terminology for one thing, and the inevitable writing process for another. The editing process is the place where the pacing of the story takes place, but it can be very difficult and sometimes heartbreaking to delete something for the sake of pacing.
You know, I can imagine that. That is a creation, something that you've put in there, put a lot of thought into, and then you realize, I just, for the sake of flow, of pacing, I need to remove that. That has to be difficult for the author, the person who birthed all of the scenes, who birthed the dialogue. Talk about developing the characters. What were some of the things you used in developing the characters in the story? But they're crucial in getting the plot line across to us. How did you go about developing the characters?
Well, I realized early on that each thing I wrote about were characterizations of a sort. The setting, the era, the islands, the ocean, the sky, not to mention the human characters developed with a convincing backstory or understory. The colors were also important and a challenge during the development process. The blue, and for that matter, each color, have their own effects, timing, and intensity. The white was the most unique characterization of all, since it contains all the colors. It alone had what I call the intent-gathering element.
We're talking about the thought-provoking book From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link out directly to get information on Paul's book. As you're writing the characters, were there characters that were that were maybe a little bit more fun to write about, that you really enjoyed creating and developing those characters?
Yeah, I had sketched each one, and the human characters were a lot of fun to write.
Yes.
Be it the protagonist, a villain, or a support character, each personality had something I found fun to write in one form or another. I had grown to know the characters very well.
Well, yeah, it's interesting in developing the characters. How difficult was that to leave them? You know, when you create these people, it takes a while to develop. You have a certain attachment to the characters. How hard was it to leave them when you ended the novel?
Yeah, I knew the characters so well that, you know, it was kind of gut-wrenching, to say the least, because I knew I had to end the novel, and it took me 3 months to write the last chapter.
And I can imagine that would be difficult to leave these characters behind. Had you done any previews of your novel before publishing? Did you get any feedback early?
Oh yeah, I decided to preview about the first 20 pages of it with my colleagues at work. That was perhaps the most eye-opening of all. I discovered that leaving the reader's imagination run wild at times was hysterical and separately shocking. I left some elements out that I ultimately expanded on after returning to the editing process. I had written only about one or two characters' appearance for the sake of clarity. One of my gentleman colleagues reviewed the character as a turning point. Well, let me say that again. One of my gentleman colleagues reviewed one of the characters, and it was a turning point for me.
Yes.
He said that a female character whose appearance I had not described, apart from her dialogue, was hot. That was the moment I knew I had something worthwhile, and that imagination is truly limitless.
Isn't it amazing what you put out there and the different interpretations that you get from the reading public? With us on the program is Paul Allen Roberts. Yes, he creates hot characters. The book is called From the Blue. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You know, it's interesting with the marketplace today, with the sale of literature in today's environment, and knowing what sells best. What were some of the elements you perhaps avoided in getting From the Blue published?
Well, I knew my audience would be predominantly female, even though I wrote it for everyone. Some of my female colleagues enjoyed the love in the character's dialogue. Apart from that, I wrote it in the epic historical fantasy character, a category, rather, with all its mythology, superstitions, metaphors, and discovery. I kept violence to an absolute minimum and a distance from the characters or in their own recent past. The spookiness that comes from discovery or its aftermath was fun to write. It was a great deal. I learned a great deal from the experience.
Well, I can imagine. It's a couple minutes left here. What has this experience been like for you? You have this idea, you do all the research, you put it out there, you get positive response. It takes a while. You've got challenges, you've got ups and downs as you go through the process. Overall, writing From the Blue, what's this been like for you?
Well, initially, it was sort of an escape for me. You know, you go through trials and tribulations throughout your life.
Yes.
And it was one way to de-stress, if you will. And then when I had it complete, a lot of my colleagues decided that they would encourage me to publish it. And that was daunting, to say the very least.
Yes.
It's
a whole different world out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a wall that you have to climb.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because for the reader, reading something like From the Blue is an escape. We're able to get away from real life. We get captured in this time, what everybody is going through, the different interpretations and meaning as we're reading this. And what you're saying is, from a writing standpoint, this, what's similar for you, this was an escape. When you were in working on From the Blue, you sort of escaped this world and went back into that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it was funny. When I was talking about the fact that I was writing a novel all along, and because I got some encouragement from my coworkers, I decided to preview it with them, and I didn't show them the whole thing. And I did that on purpose, but boy, did I learn a lot just from the preview. Wow.
I guess a little test marketing gives you some idea. You have, I'm sure, a concept as the writer, how this will be interpreted, perceived by the reading public, and then to actually get that feedback would have to be invaluable. You were such a talented writer, did such an excellent job with this, being able to have a plot that's simple yet poignant. You have a great way of getting the ideas across and doing it in a way that's entertaining, moves the story along. What are you working on now? Is there a second novel that you're thinking about?
Yeah, there is one. It's in the concept stage right now. I do have a few chapters written. And I've made a storyline for it as well. It is slightly darker than the first one, but I need to enjoy it the whole time I'm writing it. It's, you know,
exactly. Yes. Well, we are enjoying and will enjoy From the Blue. If you haven't read it yet, please do so. The book is From the Blue by Paul Allen Roberts. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get all of the information. Paul, thank you for joining us. Good luck on the second book. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Congratulations on a very successful debut novel, From the Blue. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure. Paul Allen Roberts, our guest. The book is From the Blue. You'll find it at Amazon. Information and to link on directly to Amazon, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.